Ducky duck, 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 duck.
Let's kick this pig.
Harry the King.
Let's keep fucking that chicken.
Bedford and Exeter.
Ducky duck, duck. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the intermission. This week we're talking about Tokes and Stokes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tokes, what's that all about, man?
Man, I just don't know.
Okay, so yeah, on the this previous week, you might have noticed, hopefully you fucking noticed, that we did a little April Fool's gag. We do one every year, and sometimes we're a big old deal. Like one time we did that Body Snatchers episode, and other times we've done really simple shit. And this year we decided, I think it's time to show the world what Tokes and Stokes can truly be. So we gathered our wagons and talked on the internet for a bit about how we're going to do this, and Zarban threw in some production budget and some ideas, and we got everyone involved, and then I made a puppet, and then Alex maybe made a song, which I hope we were just listening to.
Yeah, probably.
I'll cut this out.
Yeah, we just finished shooting.
We're all here.
Which is why we're here, and
Trey isn't.
Mr. Stokes is not. He has no idea that this exists as of this moment.
Yeah,
he's not yet angry about it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to do the intros. Myself as always, Teague Christie. My friend Alex Ruger.
Alex Ruger.
Michael Dorkman Scott.
Yellow.
Paul Usanagata.
Hey.
And Chloe Z. Zimmerman.
Whee!
Yeah, Trey still doesn't know this is happening. By the time you're hearing this, Trey knows.
Yeah.
Trey knows.
Yeah. Trey knows. But
at this moment, he doesn't know that he hates me in particular.
Yes. One day he'll find you. You look so much like Trey, and it's like a caricature of young weirdo Trey. You said, what would you say earlier? You said you were like the Sunday brunch version of, what was it?
I don't know. It was clever, though.
It was clever. You said something clever.
The
Matrix. You said you were the Sunday brunch version of The Matrix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, we didn't tell Trey. Do you guys... I just sort of said that. Let's not tell Trey. Do you agree with that instinct?
Yeah. I hope he thinks it's funny.
Yeah. I do, too.
I really hope
I'm
he
sure
thinks
he'll
it's
think it's funny. I mean, it's a puppet.
Editor's note. Editor's note. This is Teague Brick again. Hi, it's in the future now. Trey quit the podcast. I hope he likes it. It was done with affection, but mostly we just wanted to do a 70s cop show with a puppet.
Yeah, really.
And as soon as I said, I think it should be puppets, Mike was like, what? I'm in.
Yeah.
I have to be Tokes.
I'm doing Tokes. I want to do Tokes. So, I've always wanted to do puppets.
How was your first puppetry experience? Was it what you expected and hoped for? Was it what you Tokes expected? Come on.
Nah.
He's a little tough to work with.
Describe him to the peoples.
Well, he's... I mean, you'd be better at describing him since you built him, but it's basically the head is two halves. Basically, there's the lower jaw and the upper jaw, and they're two just kind of...
It's that green, like
the
forest
weird styrofoam
foam
stuff, yeah, which is put together almost like the South Park Canadians, like they just clasp together, but then it's got a hinge in the mouth that just opens and closes. So it's not soft.
Yeah, he's not very articulate.
As we were saying,
he looks
earlier,
like foam, but he's not foam.
As we were saying earlier, he looks like the Jive version of Robot Andross.
Yeah, he's not soft. It's not easy to manipulate. There's kind of a weird. You almost have to try and pull your fingers out of him to get his mouth to open.
Like do the confused Kermit face with
your
hand.
Yeah. So it's difficult to manipulate. So
which halfway through the day, his
and then his, and his face started breaking.
Nails.
And yeah, his
I fixed it with nails.
Yeah. The inner mouth hinge bit came unglued from the top of his, you know, the roof of his mouth. So Teague nailed it into place.
And hot glue. I just didn't account for the fact that they were like inch and a half long nails.
Yeah,
they were like railroad spikes.
And just after we'd been discussing how often you need to get tetanus shots, what are the odds? Soon is the answer for me.
Was that before or after you had spent like 20 minutes in the dumpster? Don't blame me for your tetanus.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
You didn't see this?
No.
Oh, the people saw it.
Yeah, there's a... I hope you used that shot.
That's why you were shaking the dumpster.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. Tokes got thrown in a dumpster at some point.
And Stokes had to come save him.
Yeah.
Our buddy...
He was like, Tokes!
Yeah.
Was the reaction.
And Mike had a perfect little hand movement.
Yeah, like...
Our buddy Eric Webb, who's been on the show, he was on Van Helsing and a couple other episodes, Frighteners, I think, was here, and everyone sort of directed. Like, everyone had at least one idea that got shot, I think, and he was like, oh, there should be, like, a dumpster gag, and we'll make it look like Tokes is in the dumpster. You could just shoot it on the other side of the dumpster, and Mike's like, no!
I'll get in there?
Shit! So he, like...
Art, bitch!
He, like, gets into the dumpster, and he's, like, standing on boxes as they're crumpling beneath him.
Yeah.
It's like the end of Last Crusade in the dumpster.
Yeah, I never actually... I wouldn't have gotten in if it were just like rotten food and stuff, but there were, someone had actually just thrown away like the boxes to a Sony home theater or something. So there was a lot of cardboard I could stand, unfortunately. It was still kind of gross.
But then we closed the lid on you.
Yeah, it didn't smell awesome.
Did you have a moment of reckoning when you were in there in the dark? Like,
no.
What am I doing?
No, I'd already been waving the puppet around for like 3 hours. I'd had that moment and come to terms with what I was doing with my life.
For all intents and purposes, Paulu directed
it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, Paulu directed it.
Yep.
I think that's very generous.
What was your... You shot the whole thing.
That's a good point.
Yeah, all of the crash zooms were yours.
Yes. Yeah.
He was at least DP.
Paul, what was your directorial style?
What
did you try to bring to this picture?
It was fun to be reckless with an HVX again. Haven't done
faster and more intense.
Yeah.
We shot it on mini DV.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, we have to log it with a Firewire.
It's
a tape pipeline.
I'm so glad I don't have to do any of that stuff. Enjoy.
It'll be a Wayback Machine experience for me.
We didn't stripe the tape
old school
or anything.
Yeah.
It's just such... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Directorial style.
Well, the HVX is great for crash zooms. It's great for crash zooms.
Yeah.
Because you can just go...
Yeah.
Doing lots of crash zooms things and trying not to be too handheld and too... run around. I don't know. What would you say? You just watched all the dailies. What was my directorial style?
I'm more curious about how do you give directions to a puppet?
Same way you give directions to anybody. You don't say be like this. You have to say this is what's happening. Like if you're trying to get somebody to creep across a floor convincingly, don't say creep from here to there. You have to say something more like...
Although, to be fair, I was working mostly blind, so he was like, most of the directing was, no, look left more.
Yeah, Mike.
Look, your left.
You're shooting the gun basically backwards.
No, it's the kind of... It's, Alex, I was saying that to you when you were doing... What did I say? There was one good example.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Giving you direction and telling you how to think about things rather than just saying, do this like this.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what you said.
It was more about you being able to sell it and just...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, was that in the RP sequence?
Well, we talked about...
No, that was early on. Yeah.
We talked about like how if you just were angry the entire time, it would probably be better.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like just what...
Because of the mustache. Because we had to make sure...
Oh, yeah. Stokes, tell us about the mustache.
It sucks.
It's a nice mustache.
Well, yeah, the mustache itself is nice.
Zarban spent good money on that mustache. He didn't account on you have a goatee, though.
Yeah, wearing it sucks, especially when you already have a mustache.
Right.
Yeah.
And
but the mustache on top of mustache is just genius.
Well, you're supposed to, like, the way those little mustaches work is it's actually human hair laid out in little bitty rows, like a mustache, on a little piece of, like, plasticky paper. And what you do is it's like a meshy, like, plasticky paper, basically like a Band-Aid. And you're supposed to rub the spirit gum, which is just sticky stuff on it, and then you apply it to the flesh under the nose. But it's supposed to be like shaved flesh.
Yeah.
And if it's not shaved, there is actually no way to do that with a mustache and have it stick without having it stick permanently. I consider getting hot glue, but Alex put the kibosh on that.
There are ways to do a weave if you had the time.
Yeah.
If you had the time where you would kind of tie your hairs to the.
Holy shit.
That would take forever.
That's how extensions and other stuff.
Yeah, that's for like a feature if it's like, okay, we're just going to put the. You know, you're going to be wearing this mustache for like a month anyway, so we'll just tie it to you until you grow out the proper ones.
Alex, what was it like playing
Stokes?
Hey, can
I go back to the director thing real quick?
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
I still want to talk about the puppet, too. But
yeah,
go ahead.
We're going to be here for like a while. It's only 8 minutes in.
Mm-hmm. Lots of circles. So if you have somebody that you want to convincingly kind of... Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
creep across the floor. You don't say, creep across the floor. You say, this floor is really creaky and don't make any sounds.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the note they always, like someone told me, I think I heard it from Jeffrey Rush. He said, and he was just repeating old actor knowledge, but I heard it from him, which is if you want to act drunk convincingly, you don't try to act drunk. You try your damnedest to act sober.
Yeah.
When you think of it in terms of act sober, then you kind of get what being drunk is better than just saying walk around and slosh a lot.
It's a positioning thing. You have to give the person the cue that lets them kind of run with it and work it out themselves.
All right, let's do
it. You need to be a really good actor to be able to have somebody just say, you just be angry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And because then they have to do all of that work. They go, okay, what they want is not to me. Then they have to direct and then act themselves to get to any sort of emotional thing.
Or you just piss your actors off.
Yeah. I mean, like we were saying, you got to, it's like, Alex, you got to sell this. Like, think about the night where you had to keep texting everybody that you know in Watertown to make sure that they
yeah.
didn't get their window
Boston
shot out.
Bombing. Yeah. Exactly.
Holy shit, you were in Boston for the Boston bombing.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I was like less than a mile away when it happened, too.
Did you hear it?
I smelled it.
Weird.
It's pretty rough, right?
I don't want to get that diverted, but Jesus.
I used to live and work probably 6 blocks away from where that happened. Everybody I know that's still like there or still works there and stuff.
Yeah, like shit's intense, dog.
Boston
and Tremont. I was right in front of a Berkeley building, too. Yeesh. Yeah, 921, right down the street, yeah.
Anyway, so you've never met Trey, have you?
I have not met Trey, no.
How did you find the character of Stokes? Which we got into this by saying you can't make many facial expressions because your mustache would just fly away.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's why we didn't say be angry because Trey is always angry. We said act like you're always angry because that's the only way to keep
on. It keeps his face tense and then he doesn't fly off.
And even still.
Did you feel awkward? Did you feel awkward about it at any point? For like Trey's gonna see those reasons, or was it mostly just why am I acting?
Well, yeah, it's more like I've never acted before, and I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
How did you end up being the one to do this?
I have no idea.
Well, the original idea.
I think you did fine. I'm not being like hell did you? But it's like if you're
Mike's
protest,
over here being the diva, like they'll just let anyone on this shoot. You're the Obi-Wan. Well, the original
can't
idea.
I had to do this all day.
Over New Year's, I went out to Indiana and I snagged Holden. And I usually go up to Chicago with Holden and see Jim Frohmeyer. This year, Alex came with. So it was me, Alex, Holden, Jim, and we met up with Drew J. Moore. And we were sitting around having like brunch, hungover. And this is when the idea came up.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about it over lunch. I don't remember whose idea it was. It might have been mine. It might have been Holden's. I don't remember whose initial idea it was. But at that table, for some reason, we just said, Alex, you totally have to play Stokes. And he's like, okay. And get cut to 3 months later, it's like, Alex, you have to play Stokes. This has already been agreed upon. And we just carried through on it.
Yeah.
The jacket.
Yeah. It worked.
The Stokes jacket was just a jacket that I had incidentally bought the day or two before that. No, the day after that.
Day after that, yeah.
For New Year's, because, you know, I wear a dress. I wear a dress and a nice jacket.
Where this came from, by the way?
Like the original joke?
Yeah.
I don't remember where the original joke came from. I remember it was on a commentary, and we were talking about Trey's roommate, who was like a drug dealer in the early 80s or late 70s. And then someone made a joke like, Tokes and Stokes. And then someone else said, that sounds like it should be a cop show. And then in the chat room, I remember Zarvin making a joke like, and he's just like pitching out different ideas for episodes of Tokes and Stokes. Like, Tokes and Stokes have to retrieve a sent love letter before it gets to its recipient and shit like that. and that, I think that was it. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you made reference to it
later. I don't even
remember.
I think we referenced it one other time, but it's like, it's not even a running gag. It's just something that came up
just
once 3 years ago. And then I'm glad somebody remembered it enough to make this happen because this wound up being a lot of fun.
Who first said puppet?
Me.
That was in the email. The email where he was like,
I was like, guys, I think we should do this, and I think Tokes should be a puppet.
Yeah,
yeah, that was my idea.
So Mike, how was
I would have been so much less interested if he hadn't said that. I was like, oh my god, yes.
Was what you immediately pictured kind of what we ended up shooting?
Sort of, I guess. Like I said, the puppet was a little tougher to work with. He was also, I mean, his
puppets
head,
are hard to make, man. I wish we had Trey's help.
Yeah,
that would have been really, really the one guy who knows how to make a puppet would have been really useful.
Don't they have like build your own Muppet kits?
They do, and I looked at it.
Muppets are not puppets. So
well, but if he's a Muppet. Come on, he's more of a Muppet.
He's Muppety.
He's sort of Swedish Chef-ish.
Yeah. Well, that's the hand guy. He was basically built as the Swedish Chef. So he's got the head, and then his shoulder is basically just a piece of cardboard to create the shoulders, and then we cut holes in his little jean jacket so you could stick your hand through there and actually have hands. There's a couple of shots
performed by Mr. Anthony Alba.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of shots
as was the narration
where it's just me with my right hand in his head and my left as his hands. But when you see both of his hands, as you do in several cases, that's actually Anthony.
From Spider-Man commentaries.
Yeah, from the Spider-Man commentaries. He was on Crouching Tiger.
Ongbok,
yeah. I think so, yeah. And he, like both of us were kind of huddled around the puppet. He had his arms through and I had my hand up to the head and we were kind of coordinating to do that, which turned out to work out pretty well.
We had to teach him how to flick a cigarette because he's never like touched one in his
smoke.
Life.
We broke like 4 or 5 cigarettes teaching Anthony how to flick one.
Yeah. But he got it. It looks good. And he did the narration because he does voiceover stuff.
He's got good deep voice.
Yeah.
I just thought, Anthony, you should read the narration because he has a deep voice. And I was just going, deep voice is better than my voice. I forgot that Anthony's a voice actor.
Yeah.
So he just like busted out this perfect. In fact, the note you gave him was Gandhi 2 from UHF.
Mm-hmm.
Just do Gandhi 2. Gandhi 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I mean, we basically... It's hard to say how it's ultimately going to look, but we shot pretty much everything in your like
in the backyard,
where the park just happened to be
this brilliant red van back there.
That van, I don't know whose it is.
Sean and Oz.
It's Sean and Oz. I had to put tracking markers on it for the Sean and Oz gag. Like, I hope the person who owns this van. And we were just like hanging around it. Like, Alex was checking his hair in the mirrors and shit. I was so worried they were gonna come out and be like. I was really worried it was going to be like a gangbanger or something and be like, what are you doing with my fan? Yeah.
So, if we had a lot more time, it would have been cool to get a lot more stuff, obviously, but we shot everything in an afternoon.
At this point, I kind of want to do a full episode.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I hope Tokes and Stokes goes around to the point where people are like, let's just kickstart an episode. Let's just do it.
It'll be like Star Trek Continues.
Yeah, exactly. So
Stokes might have to be recast. Just
oh, no.
No.
No, no, you clean. Chloe, you like puppets?
I do.
Was today a happy day?
It was fun. I was just like PA extraordinaire. I helped write the copy.
Makeup. You ponytailed my hair.
She did. She
hair.
Made a lot of suggestions on the intro copy.
Glued the mustache to my face multiple times.
I knew how to make ponytails out of wigs.
Yeah.
That's a skill, y'all.
I've got that down, what with having hair and all.
Yep.
I did not volunteer to play a floozy for the puppet.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know if we're going to get that.
Yeah.
We
wanted to have Tokes like in a hot tub with a bunch of hot girls and like grilling up like a really over the top 70s street prostitute for information, and we didn't get any of those.
Or like at a strip club or something.
At a strip club,
you know.
I really still want to do it. Like, it's just Tokes in the VIP with just a bunch of mosaic blurred tits all around him.
We could probably, you know, what we could probably do is you know, because we're stealing a bunch of, we say stock footage, but actually like from movies. Stock footage, royalty free, right? Columbia.
You put it on the internet.
Done. You could probably get some,
find one
strip club, images, and then we'll just shoot a shot of him with like, blue light playing across his face or something, throwing money. So
and he's got to do like the stack of ones and one open hand, and then the other hand just like shooing them off,
yeah,
making it rain.
Yeah, that's one that I'd still like to do.
And as of right now, we haven't shot a gag that I hope we get to shoot.
Angry Captain,
where the copy says like he's a so and so that doesn't play by the rules, and then then Tokes comes up and it's like, and he's a so and so that doesn't play by the rules, and then we wanted to cut to an angry captain going, no one's playing by the rules,
or you gotta start playing by the rules.
Yeah,
we haven't shot that yet. If it's in the thingy, we shot it after this.
It's either, we really hope it's either Julian or Eddie
or Mike's dad. It really could be anyone.
Yeah. You, maybe even you, listener.
Yeah. No, but you're the drug guy.
I'm 70s Aaron Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Your face
actually worked.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
that
we
get
actually
terrified.
Got shots of the puppet moving as much as we did.
Yeah, that was. I think that's the best shot. The one of the puppet like
getting in my face.
Getting in your face.
Let me tell you something.
That's
like
amazing.
Like, I've got a gun under my chin. I've got a hand on my collar pushing me up.
Barked
and
out,
this
dude.
Giant puppet face is right in front of me. I might not have thought he was a real gangster, so there was some acting, but I was actually scared because he's right there.
Here's the great thing. Here's the what.
Oh,
the
shot.
You gotta use.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's because it hasn't been put together yet, but. The shot
that
is
will be in there.
He's in the face. Yeah,
he's in my face.
And then he like starts doing the crazy thing. Like he's tilting his head and still shouting at you, and puts a gun. It was under your chin, and then it's up on your head.
He's like tilting way over. Like he's almost leaning his head sideways.
Like insanely, which is
like
fantastic.
I'm crouching down and he's following me down. Like what?
Yeah.
You know.
The thing is, I didn't. I wish I could take credit for that. I wish I had thought of that. He was falling off my hand. Like, the head was starting to come off my hand in the middle of the take, and he was just tilting over. And Anthony was the hands. And it was great because he rolled with it, and he moved the gun. He's like, oh, he's going crazy now. He's gonna get up there. So he put the gun up on your head, and it's like...
It's the funniest.
It's so out of control. It's so amazing, and I love it. It's certainly my favorite shot that we did.
There's those, and then the crash zooms with a rock.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was so proud of my idea because I think it was Paul's idea to have them do the rock thing, and then we had shot a bunch of those, and then I was like, no, dude, they have to come up, and then they have to go back down. It's the going back down that kills me. Where they're like up, look at each other.
Yeah. Down. Two
little meerkats.
And they hide again. Yes, exactly. What are they looking at?
My favorite one of those was also a happy accident.
The 80-20?
Yeah.
I think the 80-20 is going to be the one I use. Okay, so great. You can talk about it.
Okay, let's do one more. Let's do them one at a time. So Alex comes up and then the puppet comes up. Or Alex comes up and goes back down and then the puppet comes up and goes back down. So right to the crash zoom. Alex comes up. And I crash zoom into him, but my hand comes off, and I miss like the last, I don't know, 20% of it. So Alex goes down, puppet comes up, and I go, "What do I have and just push it, and it goes 10% in, and
it's so perfect.
Beautiful. So happy with that.
And it feels so urgent and so just like, oh fuck, I gotta get the zoom, and it's just so fast and snappy and oh, God, it was great.
Oh man.
Teague's back with more wine.
Oh boy, this is going to get good by the end of this intermission.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Token Stoke.
No, Axe over.
Yeah, right. So here's how I made the puppet. I learned a lot about how to make puppets correctly in making one wrong.
Hooray.
The first thing I did was I sort of looked at a few online tutorials for how do they do those. And I kind of got a gist of it that I felt, okay, now I'm going to improvise on this theme because working with the actual sort of foam material, it's reticulated foam that you're supposed to use. And I didn't want to because you have to dye it. It comes in these sort of beige off-white but not skin tone sheets. And you have to like get two giant Tupperware thingies and you fill one with water and then one with water and dye. And you put it in the dye and then you rinse it out just to stain it right so that it's all the uniform color. And I didn't want to mess with that. Plus, once you do that, how they make Muppets is once you have that foam and you kind of make the head out of it, then you have to figure out exactly how to stitch the sort of Muppet fur over it and then like hide your hems. And the reason they use the particular fur they use on Muppets is because it's really good at hiding stitches. Like you can just sort of fuzzle with the actual fuzzy parts and it'll cover up the seam perfectly and it looks solid. Fuzzle. And I didn't want to mess with any of that. So I was like, what's the easier way of pulling this off? Ended up going to the craft store and getting a few of those big green styrofoam blocks that I think you're supposed to use in like a vase when you're putting flowers in it. And shaved it down into a head shape, made a little nose, hot glued the nose on there. And then I just covered it in, you know, skin tone felt, added a couple little styrofoam balls for eyes, and then just outfitted him, you know, put on ears and did that. And like Mike said, the head and the jaw are separate things, so I made those apart. They're connected with a piece of cardboard that I, you know, it was like basically an oval-shaped cardboard that I wrapped in black gaff tape, folded it in half. And then hot glue the jaw to the bottom of the hinge and the top of the head to the top of the hinge and add a tongue and there you go. And then just drilled holes in the back of the foam for where your hands go. And then, you know, wig and sunglasses and tape on a cigarette and there you
go. It works okay, but it's pretty much...
It's not a good puppet.
It's pretty much impossible to control. Since it's just montage and he's just got to be like shouting and whatever.
Freeze!
Yeah. That's okay. If we actually were trying to do scenes and lip sync, I would be very unhappy with what we were dealing with. But I don't care because we didn't.
It's particularly hard to sort of articulate simply because, among other things, among the fact that he's a solid piece of styrofoam as opposed to squishy.
Yeah, like with softer puppets, I'm used to kind of moving my hand around and actually articulating with the mouth.
The Yoda thing.
Yeah.
But the other thing is just that the thumb hole for where the jaw is and the hand hole for where the head is are just really far apart.
Yeah.
Vertically separated by like an inch. So there's not much you can really do with him.
Yeah.
He's not a great puppet, but he's enough. And then I went to Goodwill and just bought.
Yeah, he got by. If we actually.
All like, it's all like he's wearing children's clothing.
If it
Goodwill.
Actually became a thing where it's like, let's just do an episode, we would have to redesign
it.
At that
point, the cat's out of the bag and Trey's making the fucking puppet.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah. So everyone has to kickstart to pay Trey to make us a puppet. partner for Trey, wherein Trey does not play himself.
We're going to do a Trey detective, and Trey can play Trey in the episode.
Trey detective.
Nice.
You weren't privy to the joke. You and Jim made the same joke. Jim made that exact same joke. Huh. I always thought you were ripping off him. I was going to say that's actually Jim's joke, but well done. Very clever, Paul.
Hey.
Paul is a flat circle. All right, Stokes. I think you did damn good.
Thanks, man.
Aside from the mustache that wants to blow off and your foot, which is cut open.
Mm-hmm.
Alex is a trooper.
You know.
I think it was just really... I just had a really fun day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was just a fun day. To.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. It's exhausting, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm about to fall asleep. Yeah.
Everybody was like falling asleep in the park and like... Wow.
Oh, Paul, tell us about the rear projection gag. That was entirely Paul's doing.
Oh, man. So you had the idea because you already had the footage.
I had the idea for an RP gag, and then Zarban found that footage.
Oh, great. Thanks, Zarban.
Yeah. Zarban's an awesome offsite producer.
Thank you so much, man. This was
it was exactly the footage we needed.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that I don't think would have happened if you didn't make it happen. So we flipped your bed over and
again.
Jesus.
Chloe ran out, grabbed a sheet, and we have this extra projector that was laying around.
Like you do.
Put it all together.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah. Describe the
Paul always turns my house into a crack den. That's just what he does.
Paul also did like all of the sort of setup and grip shit for setting up the malariathon. And it's like, Paul, we need a whole bunch of Christmas lights over there. He's like, got it. And then 2 minutes later, there's 1,000 Christmas lights in that corner and they're being trailed across the floor and they're like gaff taped to the floor so no one trips. And it's like, shit.
And there's
Paul's
blankets,
really good at this.
And there's blankets over the windows just taped up.
I'm more tired now than I was after the malariathon.
Yeah, there's a lot of standing around, and also you had your arm up holding a 25-pound puppet all day long.
Yeah. Is it really that heavy?
So we had
it's not that heavy.
So we just had some 70s
Yeah, we like
LA
just draped a
footage.
Blanket across my bedroom, shot, you know, it's rear projection. There's a projector, then there's a sheet, and then they're on the other side of the sheet from that.
Yeah.
And there is the steering wheel is a balloon. We didn't have a steering wheel, so I just blew up an old balloon I had and made a circle out of it.
Just give me a pass on that one, please. Because... Because the driving does not pass at all. But it's supposed to be a joke, so it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, also, I mean, Tokes is driving, so, like, it wouldn't pass either way.
Right. Yeah, but if we were in a car, like, at least the steering wheel wouldn't move, like, in Z towards him. Towards and away.
Unless he's, like,
rotating.
Well, have you ever done the thing where, you know how you can adjust your steering wheel in your car? Have you ever done that while the car was moving?
I've tried.
That's a really terrifying thing. Yeah. That's when you go, oh, shit. Yeah. And you relock it. So I like to think that Tokes just never locks it. Uh-huh. So he likes to be flexible.
Yeah. He doesn't play by the rules.
It's like an airline pilot. Just, ooh.
Exactly. He likes to feel like he's flying.
Tokes, can you lock that steering wheel down? I don't know, man.
I just don't know.
What is the...
I said that like as a gag, and now it's his thing.
Yeah, that's Tokes' catchphrase.
That's his catchphrase now.
Man, I don't know.
Man, I just don't know.
If this was an order of magnitude more complicated, like what would the one more setup have been?
The one more setup? I really wanted...
More complicated, we could have gotten in a car.
A real car. And... One order of magnitude more complicated would have been a real
Tokes
car.
Still would have been driving.
Two orders of magnitude more complicated
would have
been a car on a trailer.
Car chase.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really wanted for this, and I might still film it. It depends on what the camera ends up doing, is I wanted to get one of those little car models you can get from like a hobby store and just do little bitty like miniature stunts with like a car doing a jump sort of deal. I don't know if I can. I just like the idea that that's not us being cheap. Tokes and Stokes didn't have much of a stunt budget, you guys.
Otherwise, we're just going to steal shots from Pure Danger because...
Yeah.
That's the other end. It's either super cheap models or every car explodes.
Yes.
Like that's
doing a barrel roll
options.
That explodes in the air. Yeah.
Those are the two options.
I
want to see which it turns out.
I need to learn more about
that. It's funny because we're sitting here talking about like we're like we don't know what it, like everybody who's listening to this has seen it and we're talking about it could end up being this.
Yeah,
like,
we have no idea what
it's gonna
be. One of the things we wanted to do after we did the RP gag, we were like, it'd be cool to get a heads on, like looking at them with the back of the car in the background with the RP gag doing that too.
Yeah.
But we didn't have an out the back shot. And as we were talking about it, Alex was like, no, let's just use the same footage. So it's a sideways shot out the back window. Dude, let's just use it. Let's roll.
I've seen footage where from...
It'll be like Vertigo.
I've seen footage where on that kind of two up background shot, on the left hand side on the stage, there is reprojection footage looping. And on the right hand of the stage is green screen.
Oh my God. What?
The way that it got shot was like they were deciding whether or not they wanted to use rear projection or a green screen, or like they were going to do one side rear projection and one side green screen.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So then they went, oh, let's just shoot it through the back. So they shoot through the back and it's all out of focus back there. One half is the footage.
I need to just stop. My heart can't take it.
Which the left side is the footage, which at one point.
In one window.
Not in one window, out the back window, split down the middle.
Oh, God.
Oh man!
And the footage resets during the.
Why? God.
And then the right side
what
is
fuck,
a
dude?
Green screen.
Not like this.
Not no. like this.
And
oh man,
I didn't get those shots. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, dude. If we do another thing of this, we got to make a new puppet, feelings. And we got to make him right. I like Tokes. I have a lot of affection for Tokes as he is right now, but that's
that.
We broke his head in half today.
Yeah.
And that tells you everything you need to know. Yeah, I fixed it with nails.
I was really happy with a lot of the looks and a lot of the...
yeah, Mike, you did a good job.
Work.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's, Mike.
There's a lot of subtlety to that.
Puppeteering.
Woo! Although the best puppet moment is the when he's freaking... Like, the head falls off uh-huh. when he's in my face.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally an accident. But
oh, man.
Most people won't listen to this, so they'll think I'm a genius. It'll be fine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Alex, was this what you were expecting out of the day?
Yeah, actually, yeah, pretty much. Well, I was scared that I was going to have to, like, talk and shit. And it's good that I didn't because I can't act at all. But yeah, it was great. I'm super tired now too.
Yeah, like, man.
It was awesome.
Running around in that California sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun though, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, happy April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Whee! I was telling people I was aside from some of the tweaks with it though, just the amount of work it was setting everything up around every shot with Tokes. It's like, this is why everyone on ALF wanted to kill themselves. Like, this is what happens when you make a show where one of your main characters is a puppet.
Well, what was hard? Explain to the peoples. Well, aside from the fact that I gave Tokes three shirts.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He's got a red shirt, and then he's got a camo vest, and then he's got the denim jacket.
Yeah, we probably should have gotten rid of maybe the vest. But
it's a nice touch.
It is a nice
but
touch.
He was in Nam.
We have so. To, yeah, what we would have to do is make it all one piece, as opposed to right now, it's
yeah,
literally
just stitch them together
pieces,
so they're effectively one coat.
Yeah. Because right now they're actually three separate things, and it's like, oh my God, you have to keep redressing him after he moves at all.
He's like a kid. He's like...
No, naked time.
But just the fact that and I mean we're flying by the seat of our pants a little bit. So if we were, you know,
we shot everything in 7 hours.
Yeah, exactly. If we had more of a plan, not that I'm complaining, I'm just saying we might have been able to do a little bit more complicated things. As it was like, oh, how about we do this shot? And it's like, okay, where am I and Anthony going to hide as we try to get this shot
in a dumpster
and
right
not make
this.
It look and not make it look like yeah. because early on,
like the Avengers shot is a good example of that, like working around what you can do with him.
Where, such a good shot.
We wanted to do a thing where like his arms were crossed and Mike's like, you're going to have to be the arms. I'm like, I would have to be between Tokes and Alex and that won't work for the shot. So Mike, it's like, do you have anything in your trunk that's like fabric? And I got a shirt, and you like stuff them into the arms of the jacket,
yeah, and then cross,
and then
arms.
Just like tied his arms in like a shoe knot.
Yeah,
hey, crossed arms.
Yeah, which you can't even see because the camera is actually at such an angle that you just kind of see from almost his collarbone up. You don't even
yeah,
see
you
the
see it in your heart.
Arms. but yeah, it's just complicated to go. Okay, we have to figure out. Exactly. We're trying to get a specific shot, and then we're going, yeah, but there's two full-sized guys behind this character who aren't allowed to be there. And how are we going to do... Even something as simple as, oh, yeah, we just want to... You know, there's a shot. Oh, we want Tokes to be leaning up against a van. He takes a puff of his cigarette, flicks it away, and then he and Stokes start walking. It's like, that took us like an hour to get.
There's so much that we got that we wouldn't have been able to plan for or wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like, if we had boarded this and if we had
put
things together, it would have looked different and felt different and wouldn't have had so much of the
it just occurred to me that
character
this is...
that it has. Because it's supposed to be this complete just like
run
and gun nonsense thing. There are times where we're just like,
it's like a live action robot chicken.
This looks like we put way more work into it than we actually did.
It just occurred to me that this is the April Fool's gag for our now 5-year old podcast where we tell people the right way to make movies.
Oh man.
Fuck y'all. Whatever. We wanted
it's
to do
okay.
With puppets.
It's a montage. It doesn't
puppet.
Count.
Run. No time.
Oh man, I really wonder what Trey's gonna say.
It wasn't my fault, Trey. It's a bad puppet. I'm just going to throw somebody else under the bus real quick.
Oh, no, but you know he's going to say, like, you got to work with the bad puppet, though.
Yeah, I know.
You got to do what it needs.
Yeah, no, he'd be like, give me the puppet. I'll show you. Look.
Yeah, and then it sings like an opera in front of you, and it suddenly has, like, legs somehow. Like, wow, Trey, Jesus.
He somehow holds it so that the jacket looks full. Like,
yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
He's going to fucking hate me.
No, he's not.
Nah.
He's it's not your fault. I corralled you into it.
He's going to hate any of us.
She doth protest too much. No, man, I'm psyched. Yeah. When Alex walked out of the bathroom earlier with the mustache and the sunglasses and that wig, it was eerily like, oh, yeah, you could actually pass for young Trey in this. Yeah. Well done, sir. Yeah. And your lady's leather jacket.
Oh, yeah.
With buttons on the wrong side.
Super hot.
Yeah, man. Good job, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing what everybody who's listened to this has already seen.
All 45 views that this is going to get. Are each going to be worth it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
We do it for you people.
We did it for us.
Yeah.
Totally did it for us. Fuck you.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been The Intermission. You can always find more episodes of this and other sort of podcasts on friendsinyourhead.com. Go to the forum. Involve yourself in the conversation. Great community of people, and it's growing every single day. Twitter.com/friendsinyourhead. Facebook friendsinyourhead or friendsinyourhead@gmail.com. Buy our shirts. Give us money. There's a big PayPal button. We're not asking. We're just saying. Holden Hill designed to maintain the website. And until next time, my name is Teague Christie.
Alex Ruger.
Mike Scott.
Paul Zanagata.
Chloe Z.
And this has been The Intermission. Thank you very much for listening. Good night. Good night.
Yeehaw.
Hey, what's the deal, Tokes?
Man, I just don't know.
I don't even know.
Oh, God.
It do what it do, man.
Side I take.
Everything's okay with puppets. It's just... Oh, man.
Everyone's asleep. In fact, Alex just curled up into a ball on the couch.
Yeah. Nap time.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Hey, your foot fell off.
Yeah, finally.
Ah.